And this whole thought of like, don't pursue your passion, for me, that's a crock of crap because I thrive on passion. Now, that may not be true for everybody. Everybody may not get off on enthusiasm and passion and those things. But for me, that's lifeblood. Good morning, New York. Good morning, world. Good morning, spirit world. Good morning to my dead grandmother. Hey y'all, this is Leela, a musical podcast and radio show for sensitive dreamers, finding out, discovering, living into what it means to make your dreams come true. And I promise every week you get some version of bad singing, questionable astrology, and heartfelt monologues. As for me, I'm Lalita, your hostess with the mostest. Let's jump in. Hello everybody, awake and welcome. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Lalita, and per usual, we're going to open up with a bit of song. And some of you may wonder, why does she sing what seems aimlessly into the microphone, singing this music? The reason I do it is really purely for me. So one of the things that I hope to teach and inspire doing these different, not only the show, the Leela Show, but also these daily sort of mini casts of sorts, is to encourage you to endeavor in your own process. So I'm pretty clear about where it is that I'd like to head in my own life, professionally and personally. I don't see a huge difference between those two things. And so I remember years ago going through a very, very difficult breakup. And I had moved to France and I was the equivalent of what would have been an engagement of sorts. So in my mind, this, and in my heart, this was, I was committed to this person and we were to be together. And when I had arrived in France, many promises that had been made to me, it was very evident immediately within 2 weeks that those had been lies, in fact, that those things were not true. And it really destroyed my sense of safety in that moment. I was in a new place. I was working at a distance, unable to work in France with clients and such. And the point is, flash forward, and the breakup happened, and it was devastating, and it'll be one for the books and the movies if I ever create that one day. And I came home, and my father, who I haven't really had the best of relationships with throughout my life, said to me, basically, I'm going to paraphrase this, you could see where he was going by the steps he was taking. So what the thing is I was interpreting the things that he was doing to create closeness. But really, if I turned the music off and I looked at the steps and I just looked at them as strategic, every step he was taking was bringing him closer to the door to walk out. But I couldn't see that at the time because I was linking the things that I saw him doing with somehow being close to me. That these were efforts he was making to be closer. But if those things were taken out of context, out of the narrative that we were living and creating, he was walking towards the door. So I'm going to give you that same piece of advice in your own life, because until it is that we're able to look at the steps we're taking day to day, moment to moment, that's how I know and that's how I see where it is that I'm really truly going. It doesn't matter what I say. It matters to a point. And believe me, as someone who loves to speak and sing and express myself with my voice, this is practice. That's why I show up and do these. I show up because there's this fine balance between what it is that you're here to share, the things that you really maybe enjoy. And this whole thought of like, don't pursue your passion. For me, that's a crock of crap because I thrive on passion. Now, that may not be true for everybody. Everybody may not get off on enthusiasm and passion and those things. But for me, that's lifeblood for me. That's the way forward. It's not always going to be passionate. And yet, to be able to connect to that energy. So the point is, I could see in hindsight where it was that my former partner, fiance, ex thing of sorts was going by looking at his steps. And in these moments, I can see where I'm intending to go with my own steps. So the singing isn't because I think it's amazing yet. I recognize that it's not Adele-esque in this moment. I also recognize that I can sing. I also recognize that I'm a very, that speaking on the radio, so to speak, comes very naturally. And I love teaching. So all these things that are very natural, I'm putting words to what I already do normally. So if I watch a bird fly and someone says that bird is flying, the bird doesn't much care because the bird is flying. These are things that I do no matter what. Improvisation, making accents, acting, singing, teaching, pulling together all the different things from all the different life experiences and putting them together in a cupcake of sorts for you to eat and digest and to create space. So that's the reason I sing on these. And also to get over the fear of, oh my God, what are they going to think? Now, strategically, it might be argued that, well, people aren't going to listen past the point of you singing. So what? The singing is an important piece because ultimately, I love to sing. So why would I hide my own voice so that you could just jump to this part? That's the assumption that the voice piece isn't practical. I'll tell you this. The other day, I went to listen to some jazz. The thing is, the people didn't end up playing jazz. They're musicians. I don't think they're primarily singers. But in this moment, they decided to sing. And it was kind of a bluegrassy type thing. Not really my vibe, but they sang. And they weren't very good. And I was so happy that I sat there and listened to it. Because it showed me I don't have to be amazing to open my voice. And even the people who are absolutely amazing aren't always perfect either. So that's why I sing on these. That's why I share daily. To do this practice, the things that matter most to me and that are actually of service and valuable to other folks too. You get to hear a bit of the process. You get to hear my amazing voice. There's so many things we get to connect. Even in closets, we don't live in isolation, right? So what am I going to sing today? That was your wee bit of information. And what is the song going to be? What have I been singing? Long pause. Excited to get a chair so I won't be sitting on luggage. Although the setup in here is quite professional. Mics, pillows, curtains, proper boom arm. More sophisticated than you might think. Why does she speak in accents? Because she likes it. I overthink and still forget. I need to sing a bit of the song to get the right key. This is the first time I've sang this morning. Probably should do warm-ups, that's okay. I'm going to pull this a wee bit further from my face because I lose my phone and I place my bets. I never catch the train on time. Always 30 minutes behind. Your worries, seen nothing yet. He loves me. Yeah. He loves me. And I pray he never lets me go. Shows me how to love myself. That's what I'm going to leave with you today, kids. If you like this, like it. If you don't like it anyway. Share it with all your favorite friends. And if you're hearing this on the airwaves of the podcast world, leave a 5-star review. Helps this show get found by more people. Really, it helps reach more people who could use daily doses of strange accents and inspiration in their daily life. And if you haven't heard, more than anything, I text with a growing community of, you know, I don't even know why I'm trying to sell this. The reality is the internet's filled with crap. And so I text inspiration and space, literally creating space on our phones with bits of wisdom and connection. So if you're tired of the internet too, and you would like to connect in a real way and be part of this energetic container of peace, text me. The number is 917-something-something-something-8988. And if you're on Instagram reading this, you'll see it in my bio. An amazing marketer I am, aren't I? An amazing marketer, aren't I? A little Irish accent before we leave. Thank you for being here, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Inside a closet, this is the Leela Show. I don't even know the name yet. Leela Radio Show, Leela Show. We're doing Leela all over here, bitches. Talk to you soon. Ciao.